We are not surprised by that kind of behavior. We are used to it behavior either kutawya kula umanchi kumbe kutakona sokubela something just to prolong its delaying tactics. Ugeza nxa ekhuluma about a compromised judiciary. These are the kind of things that we are talking. They do not put the welfare of the accused person at the heart of everything. All these are delaying tactics, and it's very unfair. Ukuthi in the 21st century in Zimbabwe, we still have a very compromised judiciary that reports to politics. It's sad. Kube kumele nxa kathi umantshi engakwanisi ukubuya efelwe ye imfa no one knows kuyayenzakala, but she can send someone to read i-judgment yakhe ukuthi hayi mina ngithe umuntu kaphiwe ibhele kumbe kancitshwe. And it's said ukuthi we still have ukuthi umantshi nguyozamelemelelwe nxa engekho, a decision can't be passed. They can give it to someone else to do that. It's unfair. And what it's leading to is kusasa kuzothi akakho usegulile, so that this guy spends another weekend in prison. That's where it's leading.
Kusasa khonapho ubona ekhululwa ngebeyili yini?
We have seen from previous cases, abantu who are viewed as being against the establishment, vele kabakhululwa. Ibhele nale yezaba isigwebo sakhe. Up until he gets to the High Court, and from the High Court, Supreme Court, iloko ibhodi injalo, encitshwe ibhele. And also, nxa kuyukuthi angaba lenhlanhla laye bemnike, it will be on very strict conditions, which will make his job difficult, if not impossible, to do as a journalist. Those are the two extremes. Angibone phi ibhele, ngizabona kusasa umantshi naloyo engabuyanga, and then spending the next weekend in remand prison, and then thereafter, sokuthiwa khona izitori zabe zilokho zibuya. Angaphiwa, it will be on very strict conditions. Angibone ebuyela emsebenzini, kuyabe sebemvala umlomo ukuthi engasakhulumi, can't do anything.